In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our first reading from Genesis, the third chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, into the garden where Adam and Eve lived, there came a thief. He was a slider, a swindler, flattering with his tongue, smooth with his words, like a con man who cheats the unsuspecting out of thousands of hard-earned dollars. He told Adam and Eve that they were missing out on a great deal that God was keeping for himself. He told them that God was holding out on them, that if they would just eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then they would be equal to God. They would become divine. Turning them from God's word to his deceitful word, this thief, this devil, robbed them blind, enticing them to try to be like God. He stole their humanity. He pilfered their very lives. You, O sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, are in the very same shape. Despite all of our knowledge, despite all of our achievements and abilities, the fact is that we are now less than human, a disfigured shadow of what we were created to be. We can sometimes feel that in our very souls, the things aren't the way they are supposed to be. Things aren't right. This inhumanity manifests itself in anger, impatience, disrespect, pride, vanity, lust, greed, grudges, gossip, adultery, jealousy, and idolatry. To be human is to live as God's creation, and to receive everything from him according to his good and gracious will, to love and to trust in him alone, to be dependent on him for all that you need. By nature, we would rather be independent. We don't want to be human creatures who are under a creator. We want to be like God, in charge, calling our own shots, doing our own thing. The truth is that all of us fell with Adam. We've been robbed, we've been mugged, and left to die. But in the garden, God promised to send an offspring, a child, a son, who would silence the lying tongue of the devil, who would crush his head and restore to us the promised land, the very presence of God. God would do this by turning the table on the devil, using Satan's own tactics against him. This would be a sting operation. It was through a virgin, Eve, that the tempter worked his thievery. And so also it was through a virgin, Mary, that Christ enters the world to undo and destroy the work of the devil. It was in a quiet, subtle, shrewd manner that the serpent obtained his plunder. And so it is in a quiet, subtle, and shrewd manner that the Son of God comes to restore what was taken from you, clothing himself with your humanity, becoming a real baby boy, and being laid in a feeding trough. The scriptures say that our Lord comes as a thief in the night. This is a reference to Jesus' return in the last day. Like a robber in the darkness, he will come suddenly and unexpectedly to judge the living and the dead. But that phrase can also be applied to Jesus' first advent. He comes like a thief in the night, that is, quietly, hidden in the shadows, with almost no one noticing his arrival. The Son of God, who upholds all of creation, enters into his creation in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, traveling curled up in her belly into the holy city of David. He is born in a stable because there was no room for them in the inn. He arrives on the scene undercover, secretly, to win back for you what the devil has stolen away. The Son of God begins to do that in the very act of becoming man. By taking on your flesh, Jesus has redeemed you. He has cleansed your humanity with his divine holiness. His incarnation permeates and hallows mankind. In the stable with animals, we see Jesus as the new and second Adam. By his holy incarnation, he has come to lift you out of your beastly inhumanity. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. God the Son took your humanity into himself, so that your humanity might be restored and made new. God is greatly exalted you by becoming not an angel or any other kind of creature, but a true human, your blood brother. He partakes fully of your humanity, so that in him you might become fully human again. That is why already, here and now tonight, we rejoice. For the beginning of your salvation has been accomplished. Already, God has begun to break the devil's hold on you. The announcement of the angel Gabriel has been fulfilled. The baby Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, that you might be delivered from the shadow of death. In Christ, your humanity is recaptured from the tempter, and it is given back to you. You who fell from God into the hands of darkness have been brought back to and by the light, who is Christ. This is what makes the angels sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he has well pleased." For it is God's glory to come down from heaven and deliver you from your enemies, sin, death, and the power of the devil. Think of it this way. By uniting your humanity with his divinity, God has made your cause his own. He is your powerful ally who alone has the power to defeat your enemy. Whatever the devil did to us, he has now done it to God. He has picked a fight with us, so he has picked a fight with God. But again, our Lord engages the battle undercover. Just as the Son of God was born in the lowly state, so also his divine power to save us will be hidden in meekness, humility, and suffering. His frail hands and his feet will feel the hammer blows as nails are driven through them, fixing him to the cross. The tiny beating heart of the baby will grow to be pierced with a spear, and from it will flow the blood that cleanses us from all our sins. All of this, so that the devil, who overcame by the tree in the garden, might likewise be overcome by the tree of the cross. So Jesus was crucified between two robbers, as if he himself were a thief. And in fact, he was. Not only did he come to rob the devil of his victory over you, but he accomplished that robbing you of your sin as well. He stole away from you every uncleanness, every failure to love God and your neighbor, every hurtful and evil thing that you have ever said or done in your life. Christ took from you and laid upon himself, for upon him was laid the iniquity of us all. And it was by death that Satan sought to steal away man's glory, so it was by the death of Christ and his resurrection that glory was restored to man. The promised Son, born of Mary, comes to give you second birth to a new and everlasting life with God. And in this, dear Christians, we rejoice. Thanks be to God, who fulfilled his promise to Adam and Eve, and sent the promised Son, Jesus, to crush the head of the serpent and restore to us the eternal presence of our eternal God. To him be glory forever. Amen.